everyone. This is Johnny Moda again with a bunch of people in my ear because we're at Infocom 2016, currently in the middle of the Kramer booth, C6825. I sure hope that it's correct. I didn't just make that up. Regardless of where we are currently with
Victoria Barella, and we have a guest on today, Keith Frey. Please let us know where you're from.
Well, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. And what company are you in?
PureLink.
Awesome. Are you enjoying the show?
I'm having a great time, and my voice is pretty shot because I've been given training classes for the past 2 days.
Oh, you're teaching a class here, correct?
Well, it's a manufacturer's class in the booth.
And, gotcha. I understand.
And what booth is that?
It's booth N205 North Hall. And we have training classes on HDMI 2.0B, HDCP 2.2, and video over IP and digital signage products.
Cool. Can you tell us more what is going on at the booth?
Well, we have introduced a whole bunch of new products. We've got Ultra HD up-down scaling over fiber extension and cross-platform matrix routing. So it's some pretty high-tech stuff, but that's what this place is about. We've got the world's largest matrix router. We have 256 inputs by 256 outputs. That's bigger than anything I've got in my home theater. And we've got a whole line of IP video products that are perfectly suited for digital signage extension and digital classrooms, and a very powerful digital signage line that we call the MPX series. So we want people to come by and check that out. We're finding that when they learn our products and what it can do, we're winning over, you know, a lot of new clients. And we work with a lot of major integrators and partners in the industry already. So we've been around for over 15 years.
That's great.
And innovators in a lot of the technologies you see other companies adopt. So I feel like I'm in shark-infested waters and in the Kramer booth, but we're friends.
We did that strategically, just to make people kind of out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, I'm inching. I got to leave as soon as... No, I'm kidding. I have a lot of friends at Kramer, as a matter of fact, all of us being in the industry for so long.
So I do have to ask, as a millennial, do you have any advice for either us coming into the industry? They jokingly call me Millennial Z because I'm on the border of millennial and then Generation Z. Is there any, kind of advice you can give me or people coming in, even anyone new into the AV industry in general?
Yeah, I would certainly say, which, I think, as you mentioned, your generation, you guys are very adept at gaining knowledge through Twitter or things of that nature, but really getting as much unbiased information about technologies is extremely important. So I would constantly, do research on the newer technologies. But even more important than that, my great wisdom would be look at things from an application standpoint, because what I find is a lot of things sound good on paper. Everybody's trying to do things better, faster, cheaper. But sometimes it's really about, does it fit an application? So I spend most of my time in my role at PureLink talking to our integrators and our partners about what is it you actually need product to do, as opposed to just telling them all the things that our product can do.
Yeah.
If that makes sense to you.
Yes. Yeah. Just not the... You don't have to go for the biggest, best thing if it doesn't fit in your... in your project or whatever. So
sure,
I mean, you can, but there was a,
I'm sorry, there was a time where I worked on Digital Cinema Initiative way back with a large venue display manufacturer I was with, and in those there are some markets where the very best quality image is critical, like medical is a great example, or visualization, data visualization. But there are a lot of other scenarios, and so when you hear people talking about color spaces and bit depths and refresh rates and things of that nature, we go out and we buy TVs at say 500 hertz refresh rate. That sounds great, but does that actually really make your picture better? You know, I've got my my stepdad bought a 4K TV and he has a 1080p cable box. It didn't really help him, but yeah. I mean, he's happy, you know, so I'm not going to bother him about it. But, you know, sometimes you don't need 444, you know, 420 or 422 is fine. And a lot of people, you know, just are worried about what's on the cut sheet. And that's why I said, you know, if you look at things from an application standpoint, I think the client is going to appreciate that you tried to help, tried to understand what they're trying to achieve and steer them in the right direction rather than trying to sell them a battleship when maybe they need, you know, a PT boat. Bad analogy.
Perfect for us.
I made it military. That was that was wrong.
It's okay, man.
But the carpet here is very comfortable.
It's not bad. Last night I rolled around while she was doing edits. I'm like, I feel free.
Well, at least you made it to work on time.
Did I?
Well, I actually don't know that. You're right. But I do know Wednesday nights in Vegas can be damaging to Thursday, show.
Yeah. No, I don't drink, so I was in early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But still, we were out late, but editing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling the wife.
I was out late editing.
Well, Johnny, do you have a Johnny-ism finally? I've been trying to bug you about this Johnny-ism for a while. An old one, maybe, or...
Last week, my doctor told me that I was suffering from paranoia. I mean, he didn't actually use those words, but I can tell what the bastard was thinking.
I see. I got that.
Hey, Johnny.
I mean, they can't all be great, right?
Well, otherwise, then great is boring, so yeah. You got to have some range.
You get it.
Yeah.
Hey, for anyone who's listening currently and they want to learn more about the company, where can we...
Yeah, sure. So the spiel is it's www.purelinkav.com. PureLink has been an innovator in a lot of the technologies that you've seen over the years. They're the world's first in DVI over fiber back in 2000. World's first digital matrix router. World's first DHCP matrix router. World's first EDID management. World's first cross-platform matrix router. And it goes on and on. 4K up-down scaling engine over fiber. Just a really smart engineering-based company. And we're having happy hour at 3:30.
Boom!
So
happy hour.
Let me just emphasize free beer.
Booth number again?
North Hall 205. Free beer.
This guy's
Please
on it.
Please come see us.
Well, everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
And we are out.
Okay.